Iran releases a Christian activist. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A young woman set free along with many other prisoners as Iran tries to deal with the coronavirus. And World Missionary Press is seeing an incredible demand for their products. And what comes with it is a good problem to have. We'll begin today with a look at what's happening in Iran, which is inching its way up the list of countries with the most coronavirus deaths. Iran's official death toll soared past 200 yesterday, while critics claim the number is much higher. To stem the tide of infections, officials have released more than 100,000 prisoners, including at least six believers. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says 21-year-old Mary Mohammadi was among them.
She is active in a movement that tries to get official recognition for Iranians who convert to Christianity. Most of these are based outside of Iran, but she is one of the very few who is involved with this movement very publicly inside the country.
Along with releasing Mary on bail, authorities postponed her hearing. It's a temporary comfort because there could be more trouble ahead.
No new date has been set for the hearing, and she has been charged with different charges that have to do with acting against the regime. She's not the only one who's in prison or before a court at the moment, but I think they're definitely trying to scare her into toning down her activities.
This week, whenever you see Iran in the headlines, would you pray?
We can pray for God's encouragement and provision and protection over those who are currently in the prison system or who are before the courts.
Next, World Mission's planning trips to Southeast Asia this spring. Greg Kelly hopes to reach two countries that are very connected.
We're going to Nepal. We're actually gathering all of our leaders in that area, which not only is our Nepal leaders, but also all of our leaders from India, bringing them together because, in our opinion, that is ground zero of where the unreached are in the world today. The highest concentration of unreached people in the world are in that section of India bordering Nepal.
India's a hard place to share the gospel. But Kelly says Nepal is often no easier due to Hinduism and political pressure from its giant neighbor.
And you can't really separate Nepal from India because a lot of the issues in Nepal are solely influenced by sort of big brother, which is India, and their influence that they have on these anti-conversion laws and their constitution and those kind of things are really largely because of India. There was an embargo just in the last probably 3 years ago that was exclusively driven by India's frustration that Nepal was actually considering freedom of religion in their constitution.
Pray for Christians in Nepal and India as they face pressure from both the government and their own families because of their faith.
Most people would be shocked at the levels of persecution in the Hindu cultures as well. It's the same elements at the foundation of persecution.
And the promise of free Christian literature is bound to draw all the right kinds of attention. By printing and shipping scripture booklets, World Missionary Press supplements frontline ministry efforts around the world. There's only one problem. Supply can't keep up with demand. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says there are nearly 115 million scripture booklets on back order.
These are all the orders that are either still waiting for production. Some of them have been produced, not a lot of them, but some of them have been produced and are sitting in the warehouse waiting to be shipped. And that waiting is just on logistics of getting a boat, getting a booking, getting all the paperwork ready.
World Missionary Press has distribution partners all over the world waiting for these orders. For some believers, it's their most effective ministry tool. Yet thanks to high demand, they're forced to wait their turn until supply can catch up.
We have the infrastructure here. We have our teams set up. We believe that we are poised to go to a greater extent. So we're just waiting on the Lord to provide the funding and trying to do our best with what we have now.
If you want to be part of the solution, we'll connect you at missionnews.org and ask God to give personnel the wisdom, patience, and resources they need to accomplish the task. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.